This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here momentarily, where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. But of course, we always bring things to the table as well. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl
and Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story about a court ruling that I read very, very briefly, that there was a ruling in this case, but I've not looked into it any further than that. Talking about the North Carolina gerrymandering case, where the, what was it, the third district, well, whatever district court it is, there was a three-judge panel, made their ruling on Tuesday, and apparently there's a question about whether or not this ruling will end gerrymandering as we know it.
That's enticing, and maybe for those of members of our audience who are not completely familiar with the term gerrymandering, Daryl, do you want to give a brief description of what that is?
Absolutely. And it should actually be pronounced gerrymandering because it was named after Elbridge Gerry.
Correct.
Who wound up in, what was it, the early 1800s, drawing some congressional districts, or might have been state house districts, that someone said looked like a salamander, and so then they named it the gerrymander. And the term has been used ever since to wind up applying to these oddly drawn districts that are not necessarily compact the way one would think that a district should be. So, for instance,
why would anyone do that, Daryl? Why would
think that districts should be compact?
Well, why would somebody draw this very oddly shaped congressional district?
All right, so I'm going to try painting a picture here. I'm fairly certain that everybody has seen pictures of some gerrymandered districts. The one that I used to live in, actually, in Birmingham, Alabama, covers most of the city of Birmingham, goes over to almost the Mississippi state line, down, and then over to Selma, and I think it has one or two neighborhoods of Montgomery, Alabama.
That's so very odd.
Birmingham to Montgomery is about 90 miles, straight line. This gets there the long way. And the reason it was done that way was to wind up complying with the spirit of a Supreme Court ruling that deemed that southern states needed to have at least one majority-minority district. So what the district drawers have done...
Hold on. Majority-minority district. Okay. I just had to wrap my head around that one.
Go ahead. So the majority of the people in the district must belong to ethnic minorities.
Okay.
So what the district drawers have done in this particular case, and they've been doing this for decades, is they try to put as many of the ethnic minority voters in the same district as possible, while keeping the district, you know, roughly the same size as the other districts in the state.
And why
the reason
I was going to ask, why would someone want to do that?
Well, the reason they did that in that case was to comply with that Supreme Court ruling of having the majority-minority district, because Alabama does not have voter registration based on political party. Okay. It has voter registration based on voter race. So on the form, it asks, up under, you know, name, birth date, are you a U.S. citizen, what is your race?
That's crazy.
And that's how they determine their voter districts or, you know, congressional districts, House districts, et cetera, is based on race. Now, states like North Carolina that we're going to be talking about, California, New Hampshire, where we live, voter registration is based on political party, to where you declare a political party. And then in cases like that, you have the district drawers that will wind up wanting to make sure that either their party maintains a majority of the seats because, well, we know where all the Republicans live and we know where all the Democrats live, so we can draw these to make sure that there's a district with 80% of the voters in that district belong to party X. And we can have another district to where 80% of the voters belong to party Y. Or we can have five districts where 60% belong to party Y, one district where 80% belong to party X, and now we know who's going to wind up winning these districts because we have drawn them in such a way.
Exactly. And that to me is the biggest point. And thank you for that very accurate description.
Really what you have is you have legislators choosing their constituents. You do not have constituents choosing their legislators. And we'll get into this article. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And again, thank you, Daryl, for bringing that in. The long and the short of it is gerrymandering is really a technique to rig the game in favor of a particular party in a given area in most examples,
right?
In most cases.
Yeah, it could even be a little bit more straightforward of we want to make sure that candidate X or representative X, with regardless of which party,
right,
Nancy Pelosi is never going to lose an election in her district in California, not because she's a Democrat, but because her district was drawn to make sure that Nancy Pelosi never loses an election.
Right. And that's what's happened. And, you know, we can talk about either party here, but, you know, politicians love to say, well, you know, the people's mandate brought me here, and, well, it's not always that.
Right. The people's mandate is that 9% of voters showed up to vote in a primary. I had no opposition, and no one ran against me, so it made jack squat difference what happened on primary day.
All right.
A lot more than people think. About 25% of U.S. House races, there is no opposition at all in the general election.
Right.
And in a lot more races, there's no opposition in the primary. And in a lot more races, it doesn't matter if there's opposition in the general election because the district was drawn in such a way as to make sure that somebody got reelected.
Right. And that's why we don't always have the actual choice that we feel like we have.
Right. You have the illusion of choice.
Exactly. So this comes to us from CNN. Tuesday's ruling by a three-judge panel that the North Carolina congressional map is unconstitutional due to the fact that it was drawn primarily with political motives in mind is a big deal.
And I want to stop you right there because they sort of gloss over something that is very key to this particular case. The districts were drawn with political motives in mind. And there are other cases before various federal courts about gerrymandering that have nothing to do with whether or not it was partisan gerrymandering, but just whether or not the district was gerrymandered for some other reason.
Right. Why does this matter? I reached out, and I being the article, the author of the article, reached out to redistricting expert Justin Levitt, the associate dean for research at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles, for some answers. Our conversation, conducted via email and lightly edited for flow, is below. Levitt, it makes clear that using the redistricting
process... Hold on, you missed the question.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry,
you're right. The question
was, yep.
North Carolina ruling seems to make clear that political gerrymandering is unconstitutional. Is that a right reading?
Right. Levitt answers, it makes clear that using the redistricting process to inflict partisan injury, to use the tools of government to subordinate one party and entrench another, is unconstitutional. It does not preclude all consideration of politics or even partisanship.
There's more to the answers and the questions here about the political gerrymandering, the partisan gerrymandering, plus your calls. 855-453. This is...
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk 450 free. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about partisan gerrymandering. That thing that exists to where congressional districts and sometimes state house districts, state senate districts, that they're not drawn to really fit the voter. They're drawn to fit the politicians. But I'll tell you something that is made to fit you specifically, and that is MyPillow. It is the best pillow that I've ever used. I've been using this thing for a couple of years. Chris, you've had one for a good while longer, and you too can get one risk-free for 60 days. Again, talking about the MyPillow. This thing is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. Again, I've been using it for a couple of years, and I can definitely say it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up collecting dirt and dead skin over the years, well, the MyPillow, it's not immune to dirt and dead skin, but you can throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it is still usable after turning on said washer and dryer as well. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if for some reason you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Again, Chris and Daryl, I'm Daryl, he's Chris, talking about the court ruling out of North Carolina about the partisan gerrymandering, where the court ruled that, yeah, some of the districts in North Carolina were gerrymandered for partisan reasons. Three-judge panel said that these districts have to be redrawn. Article from CNN includes an interview here, a sort of edited interview from Chris Siliza, who was interviewing Justin Levitt, an associate dean for research at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. So Chris, again, we just got into the first question and answer, where the author of the article says that the ruling seems to make clear that political gerrymandering is unconstitutional. Is that correct reading?
Correct. And Levitt responds, it makes clear that using the redistricting process to inflict partisan injury, to use the tools of government to subordinate one party and entrench another, is unconstitutional. It does not preclude all considerations of politics or even partisanship, but it does say that the legislature can't use levers of state power to try to artificially and durably relegate one political party to second-class status.
All right, so without having read the actual ruling out of North Carolina, I'm just trying to sort of, you know, parse the terms used here in sort of the recap, to where it says that, yeah, it's unconstitutional to use your power, Republicans or Democrats, to maintain your power, but it's not necessarily illegal to take politics and partisanship into consideration when drawing districts.
Yeah, and I think maybe during our next pause for commercials, maybe we'll dig up that ruling and see if we can get a few more details. But, Daryl, if you want to ask the questions as he reads them, I'll respond. That way it makes me sound really smart.
Yes. Give me one second here. The next question. In the near term, what does North Carolina need to do to comply with the ruling? Are we talking about totally different congressional maps for the election coming up in, like, 10 months?
Right. Well, the court said that they would have to redraw districts for 2018. Yes, the court gave the legislature 2 weeks to come up with a new map. The court also said that it would engage a special master, essentially someone to assist the court, to draw up an alternative just in case the legislature didn't do the job or didn't do it correctly. But all of that anticipates a new map for the midterms? Yes. It is likely that North Carolina will try to get a stay of that ruling from the Supreme Court. These cases go up to on direct appeal to the Supreme Court rather than through the normal appellate process. The court has issued stays like this before in Wisconsin, in Texas, and in another North Carolina matter. And given the partisan gerrymandering cases before the court right now, if North Carolina asks for a stay, it'll be a little bit of a signal if the court decides to press pause or let the remedy go forward.
So what could change the direction of the debate on partisan redistricting? Other court cases pending?
For sure. There are two now at the Supreme Court, one from Wisconsin and one from Maryland. There are also cases in Pennsylvania, including a case in state court under state law. Florida has a similar case under state law earlier this decade. There are also a number of citizens' ballot initiatives making the rounds. It's not possible in every state, but where it's permitted, citizens have been pretty active in giving their own legislatures instructions. That's how the system changed in Arizona and California, and that's how the rules were changed in Florida. And I know there are active campaigns in a few states right now that might still change the process before 2021.
All right, so before continuing with the questions, I just want to explain, because I happen to know what the system is in California.
Right.
And since it's mentioned, might as well explain it. So in California, they have an independent redistricting commission that is not made up of legislators. It is made up of regular, you know, run-of-the-mill members of not just the Republican and Democratic Party, which both of those parties have five members that are elected by voters, but there are also four members of that commission that are not members of either party, meaning that there could be socialist worker people on there. Could be Greens, could be Libertarians, could be Constitution Party, could be the American Independent Party. Four members that are not members of either the Republican or Democratic Party. So you have a 14-member commission. And now, Chris, I'm going to ask you a question that I'm guessing you don't know the answer to.
Oh, try me, Daryl.
Of those 14 members, how many members do you think need to vote in favor of the plan that was laid out?
I would say eight.
You would be incorrect, sir.
Oh, there I go with my logic again, thinking a simple majority. But what is the answer?
California requires a majority of each group. So you need a majority of Republicans, a majority of Democrats, and a majority of those
undefined,
others.
Right. Well, that's so very odd, and I guess that could explain how Nancy Pelosi does so well.
But it also makes sure that you can't just have the support of all of the Democrats and half of the others and no support from Republicans.
That's true.
And, you know, I've seen some of these other proposals for what they call independent redistricting commissions that are basically just Republicans and Democrats. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. What are your thoughts on gerrymandering? Should it die?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And did you know that there are multiple ways that you can listen to and watch Free Talk Live? Yeah, that's right. You can watch Free Talk Live. We're now on Twitch. I don't know the easy way to tell you how to find us on Twitch, but we are on Twitch.
Hey, you can download the Twitch app on your iPhone or on your Android device and just search for Free Talk Live. That's one way.
But I'm fairly certain that if you go to listen.freetalklive.com, you will find a link over to the Twitch. Hopefully, Ian is in the other room, probably listening to my voice right now, who will come in and nod his head in agreement if listen.freetalklive.com has a link to the Twitch. So we're talking about, and there's also like chat rooms and stuff built in to some of the various ways that you can listen to the show. So we're talking about the ruling out of North Carolina regarding redistricting, specifically because it was alleged and the court affirmed that there was partisan gerrymandering going on in North Carolina. Now, Chris, very quickly, can you summarize again what gerrymandering is?
Sure. Gerrymandering is the activity taken on primarily by political people that are Democrats and Republicans. to try to carve up congressional districts and other districts in such a way that ensures their continued election. It is manipulating the system by drawing really weird-shaped districts to get the results that they want.
Yes, and I did find the court ruling out of whatever district that is down there in North Carolina, and it's 205 pages. Now, that does include a dissenting opinion, so this was not a unanimous ruling out of this court, but again, it was mentioned that if the election officials in North Carolina appeal this ruling, it would go directly to the Supreme Court. It would not pass go, would not collect $200. But there are already two cases that the U.S. Supreme Court is planning to hear this session, one out of Wisconsin, one out of Maryland. There's also a case in Pennsylvania that was referenced in this article from CNN, and actually, headline, federal judge upholds Pennsylvania's congressional map in gerrymandering case. We'll jump into that maybe in just a little bit as well. But again, the article here from CNN has an interview that was conducted via email between the reporter and Justin Levitt, Associate Dean for Research at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. Question: this has implications well beyond North Carolina. If partisan line drawing can't be done, how do states approach the redistricting process come 2020 and 2021?
And Levitt replies, it sure does. If this decision or the decision in Wisconsin holds, it will act as a brake on partisan frenzy in the process. Redistricting unilaterally controlled by one party, and the midterms will tell us a lot about where that's likely, will likely be less, a little more constrained. The decision, this decision, and the one in Wisconsin, are really about policing the boundaries of extreme partisan excess. If they hold, states will have to trim back from the worst extremes. It's a little like a diet. It doesn't cut partisanship out of the equation entirely, but it means you can't go back for that fourth extra helping of dessert.
Finish this sentence, Mr. Levitt. The most important impact of this North Carolina ruling for national politics is blank.
In the immediate term, the impact is on North Carolina congressional seats in 2018. This case might lead to redrawing the congressional map before the midterms in a way more friendly to Democrats' efforts to make gains in that House.
All right, so pause here briefly. He says it might lead the way for redrawing districts. Well, no, they're going to have to redraw the districts. That's what the court ruled. The court mandated you must by, and I have the dates here, by January 29th, you must wind up giving us a plan.
Right.
And so I think what he's actually trying to say is that it might wind up helping the Democrats instead of helping the Republicans, just the way he, you know, worded this answer of it might lead to redrawing the district. No, no, no. It will redraw the districts because that's what the court said must happen.
Yeah.
So continue with his answer where he talks about in the longer term.
In the longer term, the impact is the solidification of courts pushing back on legislatures, abusing their authority. It's way too easy for legislators to conflate personal interest and party interest with public interest when their jobs are at stake. Representatives shouldn't be choosing their constituents to lock in partisan power against the normal electoral tides. Courts are starting to recognize that under state law, under federal law, in a bunch of different states. More generally, courts have been offering increasingly robust protections of voter rights and of civil rights of late. The third branch is making its voice felt, not least because the citizens seem increasingly fed up with the recent partisan extremes. So it's good, but I don't want anybody to think that I really take issue with the title of this. This, you know, it could change the face of gerrymandering as we know it. Well, It's a baby step. It happens in one state, and regardless of who rules on it, then it will simply be precedent. It's not anybody coming down and saying gerrymandering is now illegal and... You know.
Right, and you know, one of the sort of bad things about precedent, if you will, is that precedent can change based on who's right. in power and who decides to hear what when. That's how court precedent works, to where one judge interprets something, and then a later judge uses that interpretation to help influence his interpretation, and then sometimes later judges wind up saying, no, you know what, that judge 50 years ago was completely wrong.
Right.
Or, sometimes rightly so, sometimes sure. wrongly so.
Or sometimes they never have an opportunity to reverse it. And
correct.
Buck versus, what the heck's the case?
Bell?
Yeah, Buck v. Bell. Buck v. Bell in, I believe, the state of Virginia,
and then,
the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And then the Karamatsu decision, also never been reheard,
right.
never been overturned.
So in the case of Buck v. Bell, it was ruled that the state could require the forced sterilization of people who were basically suffering from mental disabilities, that it was okay for the state to come down for a judge to say, we don't want her to breed, so sterilize her.
Yes.
That one's still standing. Korematsu versus U.S. was the case. Korematsu trying to fight the constitutionality of internment camps.
Let's call them what they are. Concentration camps. Now, I've had people take issue with me using that term previously because they said there were no gas chambers in the internment camps with the Japanese and American. Doesn't matter. You're concentrating them in small areas and then interning them.
Yeah, you can call them that. You can call them prisons. You can call it whatever you want. But what there was not in any of that was due process.
Correct.
It was simply based on race. And that was one of the darker things that our country has done against its own citizens. These were U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
So in another article related to this gerrymandering, the Republicans down there are just up in arms at this, you know, how dare this judge rule against us in this. So they're definitely feeling that this does not favor them at all. And, you know, God forbid we do this.
Plus, there's the ruling out of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, that we'll get into. Plus, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And cryptocurrencies are hot right now, but crypto is where it's at because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarist who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money and messaging that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at zencash.com. That's zencash.com. Now, something that is not zen at all is partisan gerrymandering. And headline from CNN is that partisan gerrymandering, and I'm basically paraphrasing the headline, partisan gerrymandering dead after North Carolina redistricting ruling. Which,
yeah, not
no,
so
not really, because, again, the summarization of the ruling is you can't have partisanship be the sole reason that you draw a district the way you do, but it can be taken into, it can be factored into the equation.
Right.
It just can't be, you know, the multiplier, if you will. It can be something that you add to something else. Oh, incumbent plus partisanship equals district, but it can't be partisanship multiplied by
right.
Partisanship plus incumbent.
Yeah, and I think why this is really news is this is from another CNN article on the same subject, but, quote, the opinion is the first federal court ruling to strike down a congressional map as representing a partisan gerrymander.
Right.
Which doesn't surprise me. And as the other article spoke of, there have been various actions at the state level, either by referendum or by state legislatures or state courts and things like that. Courts, not legislatures. They
right.
love this stuff.
Yeah. And as mentioned, there are a couple of cases in the Supreme Court right now, one from Wisconsin, which was actually argued in October, but ruling has not come out yet. And then there's a case out of Maryland that the Supreme Court picked up about a month ago. And article from the New York Times on that, mentioning that Supreme Court added a second partisan gerrymandering case to its docket, suggesting that the justices are seriously considering whether voting maps warped by politics may sometimes cross a constitutional line. And then it mentions the court, and I'm guessing they mean the Supreme Court, has never struck down a voting district as an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander. And as mentioned, federal judge in Pennsylvania upholds congressional map in gerrymandering case. So basically, what we have here are contradictory court rulings out of districts. Surprise, surprise. You've got one group of judges saying, sure, nope, you can't partisan gerrymander, and another group saying, yeah, it's okay in this case. Ultimately, it will be up to the nine men and women wearing black muumuus sitting in the court building in Washington, D.C.
I always thought they were robes, but you're alleging they wear muumuus.
They're basically muumuus.
Muumuus? Okay.
It's basically a black muumuu. Or a dress. Well, whatever you want to call it.
I just call them robes.
Which, they like to call them robe because robe sounds fancier.
It does, but it doesn't imply to give them any more power to be dressed the way they do. Yeah, it's interesting. I was just looking a little bit into the Maryland case, and this has to do with Western Maryland, and I know exactly the area they're talking about. They tried to gerrymander a congressional district so that it included parts of Montgomery County, which is right outside of D.C.
Right.
Heavily Democrat. And as
it's right outside of D.C.
Right. But as you move further west in Western Maryland, it becomes very conservative very quickly.
Yes.
So the idea was, okay, if we include this little bit of Montgomery County, which has a huge population compared to Western Maryland.
Correct.
You can just switch those counties over, or those congressional districts, to being primarily Republican to primarily Democrat.
Right.
Interesting.
And we will get into the case out of Pennsylvania, but first to the phones. We've got Rudy calling in from Bullhead, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. This is a good subject. I'm an old fart. I mean, I've been around for a long time, and I've watched this happen gradually. And, yeah, of course it's manipulated. It's, like Pennsylvania voted 50.5 Democrat in the last election.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they have half of the votes, and they only got one quarter of the congressman.
Got the state. Yeah, in the state house, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. No. The
congressional districts in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
They're very heavily skewed towards Republicans. And again, having formerly lived in Pennsylvania, both me and Chris did, we can tell you that there's Pittsburgh and Philly with Kentucky, Alabama in the middle. To where it's very conservative between those two extremes. And I'm not just using extremes in some sort of derogatory term, but Pittsburgh is all the way on the west. Philly is all the way on the east. So, they're opposite ends of the state. And, that big, giant part in the middle, I've actually heard people refer to as Pennsyltucky.
Probably by me.
No, even when I lived in Pennsylvania.
I lived in Pennsylvania.
Go ahead with your thought, Rudy.
I've never lived in the South, but the most racist state I ever lived in was Michigan.
Gotcha.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I'm serious. These. Anyway, what is it? Whoever wins the, whoever is in control of the state on the zero, like 10, 20, 30, right? They get to, whoever's in power at that time. They get to write it. They get to redraw the districts.
Unless there are provisions in statute, like what the article from CNN mentioned that Arizona has some kind of something to where it's not necessarily the legislators drawing the districts. California has something to where it's not the legislators. But for the most part, you've got the legislators that then decide who their constituents are going to be after the year 2022 or 2032. Except in this case, in North Carolina, where judge says, all right, guys, you've got 2 weeks to draw up some new districts. Or remember, there was the case in Texas about a decade ago to where the Texas legislature decided just in the middle between the two censuses, they said, we want to draw another redistricting because we can wind up helping ourselves out here.
They were not playing fair. It was a power grab to the max.
Right.
It's always a power grab. That's what happened.
Yeah, this is a little bit more from this article regarding Maryland. The legislator, quote, reshuffled fully half of the district's 720,000 residents, far more than necessary to correct the mere 10,000-person imbalance in the district's population following the 2010 census. Resulted in a more than 90,000 voter swing in favor of Democrats, and the share of registered Republicans fell from 47% to 33%. So that's just, I mean, if you want it to be this way, if you're in power, you can make it that way.
Yeah. Rudy, thank you for the call. Let's go to Atticus calling in from California. Atticus, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello?
Yep, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I would like to talk about Bitcoin today, and I'm actually a child.
Okay, go ahead.
So I wanted to know your opinion on if teachers should be teaching about currency, such as Bitcoin.
The question was about your teachers talking about Bitcoin?
Yeah, and I wanted to know your opinion if you think teachers should be talking about Bitcoin in school.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, you're starting to break up. So I'm going to go ahead and let go of the call, but please listen to the answer. I don't think that government schools should exist, but if they do, I have no problem with some teacher talking about cryptocurrencies.
No, they're going to talk about other types of currencies, and I think a little representation of free market solutions is always a good thing.
Yeah, hey, here's something that's not government-issued money. It's called cryptocurrency. Yeah, go ahead. Talk about it. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.